Hello, my name is Priscilla. You have contact the Alabama
Yeah,
Department.
well, what's that?
You have reached the Department of Public Health, the coronavirus hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near to you?
Well,
Welcome,
basically,
everyone.
what
You
I'm
are reaching
calling,
Alabama
the
Medical
reason I'm calling you, I'm looking at my
Emergency
TV
Management
and they're
Area
showing
someplace else. Problems
ASU
never had.
University
Problems
and
never
all them
had.
people
Never
over
had.
there, and they're talking about
Emergency
vaccinating
network of our
Montgomery
emergency
County
services
School, and that
still
looks like that's
scheduled
all they've
to
been doing is
open
vaccinating
officially
people in
before the
Montgomery
emergency
County and
network
talk about the
reopens.
employees and all that stuff.
Do not
They
expect
saying
to have
nothing about
coronavirus
people
outbreaks
that's
until the
senior
vaccination
citizens.
rollout
I'm
is
83
complete.
years old,
Please
and I've been
remain
trying for
vaccinated
several
and stay
months,
safe.
and
If you really want to
I
get
live in
infected,
Autauga
contact your
County.
emergency
And
supervisor
there ain't
about it
nothing been
today.
said about senior citizens. They're always talking about the students and the younger people and the ones that's teaching and that kind of thing. And it seems like they don't care about the senior citizens. They want them to just go ahead and catch it and die off.
Okay, sir, this line it is for about information about the COVID test. About the vaccine, I can give you the number that you have to call to make the registration.
Well, I've done that twice, but it ain't done no good. I live in Prattville, and I'm 83 years old. I was tested in December because I come down with a gallbladder problem, and they had to take it out, and they tested me at the hospital, and I was negative, and I had to stay at home most of the time. I don't get out in front of the people, but it seems like they don't give a rip about the senior citizens. That's all they talk about is that the students and over there in Montgomery County and people in Montgomery County look like, and I hadn't heard of what they're doing in the testing outside of Montgomery County.
Okay, yeah,
That's where they're doing
unfortunately.
it all. I mean,
Yeah,
not testing, but giving the vaccines.
unfortunately, sir, we don't have this information here. Like I say, here we just information where you can go to be tested for the COVID. It is not about the vaccine.
Yeah. Well, it don't look like they care. I mean, I'd like to get it. Like I said, I've already lost my wife, but not to COVID. I lost her before that all broke out, nearly 3 years ago. And I'm living by myself, and I'm taking care of myself. I'm in real good health, and I get my regular checkup with the doctor and all. And of course, the doctor's office they ain't got it, and nobody else has got it up here in Prattville, Alabama. But it seems to be, and then they advertise on that they want you to donate blood if you're healthy. Well, I'm healthy and I could donate some blood, but I ain't giving them a pint of blood if I can't get my vaccination.
Understand, sir. Like I say, unfortunately, for if you want to get more information, you have to contact your county.
Well, you mean that county? It don't look like it does any good to contact anybody.
Okay, unfortunately, like I said, sir, here it is not the line. We are just here to have information where you can go to be tested for the COVID.
Yeah, they're giving it to who they want to give it to, and they ain't worried about the older people. They don't care.
Understand, sir. If you already make the registration, unfortunately, you just have to wait.
Well, I done did it twice, and the first time was way back in about the first of the year, somewhere right after I had my gallbladder removed, and I went in the hospital and emergency room and right across the hall into the operating room and took it out, and then I come right home, and I escaped, didn't catch anything, and so far I haven't had it. I got a good immune system, but I'd like to get the shot if it's possible. It looked like they don't care.
I
They look
understand,
like they're
sir.
giving it to who they want to, and they don't care about the older people.
Okay, I understand. Unfortunately, like I say, sir, I don't have this information here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I understood when they started out, though, it was 65 and older was the first ones going to get it. It wasn't the young people, it wasn't students, it wasn't the college, all the people who work in the colleges and all that stuff. It was the people that were 65 and over that was the first ones going to get it all over the state, but that ain't happening. That ain't happening a bit.
Understand, sir. The only information that I can give you in this moment, it is two websites if you want to, if you have access to the internet, that have more details. I can give you the website if you want to write down.
Yeah.
Do you
Well,
want to write
so
down?
far I hadn't had much luck getting any information from anybody. Let me
with mute the this earlier over the weekend and even into
now. Mute that television. What is the website?
The website, it is adph.org.
Wait a minute, you say ATT?
No, A as apple, D as dog, P as papa.
AD.
P as papa, and H as our.
ADP.
Yeah, ADPH.
Oh, okay, I know what you're telling me now. ADPH.
Yes, .org. It is Alabama Department of Public Health. So ADPH.
Alabama Department of Public Health. .org.
Yeah, and the other is CDC.gov.
Wait a minute. C what?
CDC.
CGC.
D. D as dog.
Oh, D.
Yes.
CGD.
C as cat, D as dog, and C as a cat. CDC.
Oh, CDC.
Yes, .gov.
.gov.
Yes.
G-O-V.
Yes, you can give more information in the website.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I know a nurse down in Troy, Alabama. She's a 31-year experienced nurse, and she's trying to get the shot too, and nobody down there. She can't find nobody down there. You'd think the hospitals would have been the first one that would got some of the vaccine where they could give it to the patient there, but it's just like I'm just don't care about me, you know. No, they don't care about the senior citizens. They want them to just go ahead and die off and get out of the way.
I know, sir. Unfortunately, it is a complicated situation. Anything else that I can do for you today?
No, because so far I've had no luck with anybody helping me at all. You know, I go to my regular family doctor, get my checkups. I go to my urologist, and I get my checkups, and I'm in good shape in both cases. And I'm 83 years old. I was 83 in December. And like I said, I'm in good health. I get around like a guy that's 40 years old. I mean, I don't use no walking cane. I walk just about as good as I did when I was 40. But I'd like to get the vaccination and not get that virus.
I know, sir. I wish I could have given you more information. Unfortunately, we
don't have this information here. I know people. Yeah, I already know some people that I know that done caught that virus, and they survived it. But, you know, it's shameful, really. It's politics gets in everything, and politics is in this up to the ears, and I know they are, and the people that in high places they getting it, but the people like me, they getting left by the wayside, you know. But I that website, that ain't gonna help me none either. I can try it, but I doubt it's gonna help. Anyway, I appreciate your time, and I'll let you go.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a good day.
Okay.